So, what is up, guys? So, I'm chilling here, heading home. It's 1:45 in the morning. Oh, Lord Jesus. So, anyways, I'm not going to lie right now. I am fairly tired. But God is good. And I just want to hop on here and kind of talk about something. So, what is your idea, like, I'm really being serious right now, what is your idea of being a Christian? Like, what when you think of the word Christian, what does it represent in your life? So, because I've came to this realization, like, I've been working here at the Union Mission as a chaplain, and, like, I'm not going to lie, tonight was pretty hard. We had a few guys kind of upset, and it got to the point where basically one of the guys said, "Hey, listen here, this is what I think a Christian is." And he spouted off some really bad stuff, and it was like just things that were going on, people that he was talking about, and that was his view of a Christian. And I was scared. Like, I literally told him, I was like, "Bro," I was like, "Yeah, let's talk about this." Like, we sit down and talked, and he said, "You know," he says, I come from a long background of Christian people. I come from the background of, you know, this, somebody needed something, man, you went and helped them out. If somebody was dealing with stuff, man, you went over and prayed for it." Like, he was just going on, and he says, "You don't see that in this day and age." And I said, "You don't." Because I had to agree with him, man. Because the church isn't being the church. And this is something that, like, has been going on for a while, you know, in ministry. One of the hardest things for me is a lot of times is dealing with, man, what are we supposed to do as Christians? And I get the idea, like, people's like, "Well, you know, we're supposed to help out, do this, do that," and all this stuff. And I come to find out more and more each day that it isn't that we don't do this, don't do that, but it's the fact we were never taught. And that comes down to the church. What is the church doing? Now, when I say the church, I'm talking about the leadership, the people that are elders and leaders in the church world. Like, what are we doing in that facility to really equip and help people see Jesus and understand what it is we're supposed to be doing as Christians? And we don't have that. Like, we have pastors now that we want to scream the gospel to people, or we want to preach that salvation message every single day. Like, guys, there's more than just doing it. Now, don't get me wrong, man. I'm a pastor. I believe wholeheartedly people need the gospel message. But a lot of times, the church needs direction. The church needs challenging. We've got so complacent in church world that we just sit and twiddle our thumbs whenever opportunity arises or change happens. And I'm saying this because I believe wholeheartedly that when Jesus came, there were naysayers to the way things Jesus was doing. Like, I'm just being really honest. Jesus didn't come to basically help people get off the streets or, you know, give some healing to them. You know, that wasn't all that Jesus did. Jesus challenged a lot of religious people. Jesus challenged their thinking. And that's sometimes whenever we go to church, man, we will fire somebody if they challenge the way we want to stay. Just being honest. And that's a scary place to be, because I feel like a lot of times when if Jesus would come right now and step into a church, I believe he would have a lot to say about the church. And that's kind of where us as pastors and leaders, man, we're supposed to challenge people. We're supposed to challenge churches. We're supposed to challenge members. We're supposed to challenge our people that we are over and say, hey, are we really doing what the gospel's commanded us to do? Well, are we really doing what Jesus said? You know, I think it's kind of funny. I was at a church one time, and it didn't even, like, I don't even know exactly what happened, but it was like a text message, a message or something that said, hey, there's this lady, she's wanting money for her electric bill, da 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 da. We've helped her before, never happened, like, she don't ever learn, da 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 da. And it was like, we're doing this one last time or we're done. And I said, would Jesus do that? Like, I really want to just blow up on them. It's like, did Jesus look at you and say this is the last time? Like, some of us, I wish he would have. Because some of y'all need really scared to the Lord. But, like, my thought process with them at that time was, would Jesus do that? Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of times, and a lot of people, man, I would really say, hey, you know, we need to change this. Or I preached a lot on what we're supposed to be doing in church, and nobody got the message. Nobody understood it because they weren't taught that. So that's where I'm at with that, is what are we teaching our congregants? What are we teaching the people that we're over? And that's where, like, I'm not going to lie, I get kind of aggravated whenever church people say, man, I've been in church for 70 years, so what have you been doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there we go. So, I'm a challenger. Like, if anything that I was put in a category is, I will challenge things. I will preach the gospel to the fullest extent and say, man, your life needs to change. And it's a good change. Sometimes churches just need that little push to get them in the right direction. And I think that's the issue with the church today, is we don't have enough pastors pushing us to the limits of what God has called us to be. Does that make sense? Like, we're called to be an outreach into the community. We're called to be a lighthouse into the community. It's something that I preached for years. Sometimes I even preached just in a couple months that sometimes churches don't want to be lighthouses. Sometimes churches want to be cathedrals or monuments to saints. But, you know, I always laugh about that, because a lot of churches that I've been through, like these past couple of years, is I've had churches, like in the past 2 years that I've been in, that literally they have monuments everywhere inside the building to people that have died. And I think that's the creepiest thing you could ever do. Jesus didn't make, like, I kind of laugh about it, because my argument is this, is, okay, so if Peter and all them that went on the mountain with Jesus, when Jesus said, hey, no, we're not supposed to make all these monuments and all this stuff, like, Jesus could have said, hey, yeah, let's do this, let's monumentize Elijah and all these people. No, he's like, hey, no. Even God said, listen, this is my son who I am well pleased. I'm satisfied in. Listen to him. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Not making a monument everywhere we go. Like, if I ever die and leave money to a church, I would dare them to put my name on a plaque. Because it's not about that. It is about, what am I doing to help the kingdom? What am I helping to push Jesus forward in my life? So that's where I'm at with that, is we're not a monument. We're not a memorial for saints. But, man, we're a rescue for sinners. We're a hospital for people that need Jesus. And that's the basis of our entire being as a church, is, man, we're to be somewhere to where God is entering people's lives and changing lives. Like, I could preach that sermon every single week, and people would still not understand it. Sister Yeah Yeah, you'd be in the back being like, I've been in church for 70 years, and I've not heard that ever. Okay, Yeah Yeah. So, there you go. I just feel like we as leaders, we as pastors of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are to represent Him. Forget about making people happy. That is not the job that we are signed up for. We're to make God happy. We're to make Jesus happy. And we're to follow His leading, His teachings, His word. Not the word of man, not the word of, you know, the denomination. That is not what we're here for. But man, we're here to represent the gospel. And if it steps on toes, guess what? Let's step on toes. If it breaks feet, we're going to break feet. If it cracks the foundation of religion in your church, guess what? Let's do it. Because God didn't call us for religion. He called us for a relationship with Jesus. And that relationship builds on us and creates us as a new. So, with all that being said, guys, preach the gospel. Give people light. Give people a way to really change in your churches. So, with that all being said, I love you guys. I'm getting ready to go in, going to bed, and then be back at it in the morning. So, love you, and I'll talk to you later.